Texte numéro 96. Smoking is back in candy-colored disguise, and a whole new generation is addicted. The modern sweet shop has long removed from its window the jars full of lollipops that used to tempt kids to spend their pocket money on the way home from school. Instead, there is an array of slim boxes in a rainbow of bright colors. The jeweled boxes contain elf bars, disposable e-cigarettes. The rules say they are for adults only. Under 18s are not allowed to buy them, even if they wander in to look at the confectionery that is also for sale in some of these shops. But everyone knows the pretty toys also end up in the hands of children, who may even have learned how to use them from influencers on TikTok. Overall, smoking rates in the UK have come down massively. Fewer than 15% of adults today say they smoke, down from a peak of more than 45% during the 1970s. This is thanks to the long and hard-fought war on tobacco. But in recent years, many experts in the UK argue that e-cigarettes have played a part in that victory, providing the addict with a nicotine hit without the deadly tar. Others, especially in the United States, say they are the devil's handiwork, hooking kids on nicotine, exposing them to harmful chemicals, and potentially rooting them back to tobacco in the long term. The eagerness with which the big tobacco companies have moved into e-cigarette manufacture as their markets in rich countries stall only supports that belief. The transatlantic schism over vaping and health, sparked by the arrival of the first overtly teen-friendly e-cigarettes from the San Francisco startup Juul, still exists. In September 2022, the American company agreed to pay $440 million to 33 US states following 2 years of investigations into its marketing practices. It was accused of deliberately targeting young people with launch parties and social media advertising. At the time, it had already removed fruit and candy flavours from its range. In the UK, however, the government broadly accepts the advice from Public Health England that vaping is very much less harmful than smoking and is a useful tool for those who want to quit. The NHS encourages smokers to try vaping instead. How to solve this problem? What we need is a clampdown on the advertising and marketing of e-cigarettes that are attractive to young people. We have cigarettes in plain packages. Why not extend that to all nicotine products? Bin the pretty boxes and sweet flavours. We also need the existing rules on sales and marketing to children to be policed. And it is time for a windfall tax on the tobacco companies. The polluter must pay. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2022.